From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. A major snowstorm is sweeping across the U.S. East Coast. The National Weather Service says Washington could get as much as 25 inches of snow before it stops, probably sometime tomorrow. Local authorities are urging people to stay off the roads because of hazardous driving conditions. Forecasters expect the storm will dump more snow in the region than any storm since February of 2003. Despite the storm, Senate lawmakers are working through the weekend for votes on a defense spending bill and further debate on health care overhaul. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
Even though Republicans plan to support the defense bill, they say they're taking all the time allotted to debate it because they're in no rush to get to the Democrats' pending health care overhaul bill.
It is our intention not to pass this bill easily.
Republican Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
There's a good chance that they will not be able to get their members to lock arms and walk off the cliff in obvious defiance of the American people.
Senate leaders are still negotiating with the known Democratic holdout Ben Nelson of Nebraska, who's raised concerns about insurance coverage for abortions. Other moderates are looking for detailed analysis on the bill's costs due out from the Congressional Budget Office. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
President Obama again urged Congress to approve the health care legislation. In his weekly address, he said the public must be protected from the worst practices of the health insurance industry.
Both the House and the Senate bills would make it against the law for insurance companies to deny you coverage on the basis of a pre-existing condition or illness. Both would stop insurers from charging exorbitant premiums on the basis of age, health, or gender. Both would prevent insurance companies from dropping your coverage when you get sick. And both would put a limit on how much you have to pay out of pocket for the treatments you need in a year or a lifetime.
He said the legislation would also reduce the cost of health care, strengthen Medicare, and help reduce the deficit. The president returned to the White House this morning after negotiating a five-nation agreement to cut greenhouse gas emissions. The climate summit in Copenhagen continued, with several delegates angrily rejecting the deal. The BBC's Roger Harabin has more.
This deal is well short of what Europe and most scientists had hoped for. The EU wanted a legally binding treaty that would hold emissions below a level associated with a 2 Celsius temperature rise and firm targets that would lead to meeting that goal. In the end, it got from the USA and the emerging economies a document offering, I quote, a view to reducing emissions to the 2-degree benchmark, but with no clear pathway as to how to get there. America will claim success in getting emerging economies, particularly China, to report their efforts on climate change. But some fear that the moment for really protecting the climate may have come and gone.
The BBC's Roger Harabin. This is NPR News. Nigerian militants say they attacked an oil pipeline with rocket launchers and machine guns today. The pipeline is operated by Shell and Chevron in Nigeria's Rivers State. The attack breaks a tenuous ceasefire with the government. The militants have been attacking oil installations and kidnapping employees for almost 4 years. They're demanding the government distribute oil revenues to Nigeria's poor region in the south. Tensions between Iran and Iraq caused the price of oil to surge for a time yesterday. We hear more from Steve Beckner of Market News International.
It has often been the case that oil prices have risen in conjunction with a depreciating dollar. But on Friday, oil spiked despite a rise in the value of the dollar after an Iranian incursion into Iraq. Reports that Iranian troops crossed the border to occupy an oil field in southern Iraq, along with cold weather in the United States, caused the price of oil to jump by more than $2 per barrel at one point before subsiding sharply. U.S. light sweet crude for January delivery closed up just 28 cents at $72.93 per barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. Gasoline and natural gas prices also edged higher. Oil is trading at more than twice what it was a year ago, but costs less than half what it did at its peak in July 2008. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
Bank regulators shut down another 7 banks yesterday, bringing to 140 the number of bank failures this year. 2 of the banks were in California. The state has been one of the hardest hit by the meltdown in the real estate market. Banks were also shuttered yesterday in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Michigan, and Illinois. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.